Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and I hope entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Adam. I would just like to let you know that you are playing in the 100th Beat Migs of 2026.
That's a lot of pressure.
It sure is. Don't screw it up. All right, Steve, you better get out. If you're playing along at home, Adam will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In the Dr. Seuss book, what color are the eggs and ham?
Green eggs and ham.
Yes. Which sport uses the term mulligan and bunker?
Golf.
Yes. What planet in our solar system does Ganymede orbit?
Uranus.
No.
Saturn. Jupiter.
No. Yes, Jupiter. What river is Washington, D.C. on?
The Potomac.
Yes. What mid-2000s year did Robert Trujillo join Metallica?
2004, 2005, 2006.
No, no, no. Whose profile is displayed on the Purple Heart medal?
George Washington.
Yes. What is the standard of strength for distilled alcohol liquors called?
Proof.
Yes. In which European country will you find Geneva?
France.
No.
Austria.
No.
Pass.
What type of soda did Roy Allen and Frank Wright begin selling in 1919?
Coca-Cola,
no.
Dr. Pepper.
No.
Pepsi.
No. In Norse mythology, what body part did Odin trade for wisdom?
Ears.
One, two, three, four, five, six, correct. I don't know why, but it felt like more.
That's what she said.
You can give me a few more. That'd be okay.
Into it. That's what she said.
It was a good one. That was it, Danny.
Uh-oh.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yeah, Danny, let's go.
In the Dr. Seuss book, what color are the eggs and ham?
Green.
Yes. Which sport uses the term mulligan and bunker?
Golf.
Yes. What planet in our solar system does Ganymede orbit?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
It would
Taryn.
Not be.
Jupiter?
Yes. Yeah. What river is Washington, D.C. on?
No idea about the River of Pennsylvania.
No.
The River of Lincoln.
No.
Lincoln Log River.
No. What mid-2000s year did Robert Trujillo join Metallica?
2004.
No.
2005.
No.
2006.
No. Well, whose profile is displayed on the Purple Heart medal?
What else would be a mid-2000s
2003.
Year? That's early 2000s.
I don't know.
I highly disagree with that.
Whose profile is displayed on the Purple Heart medal?
Robert Trujillo.
No.
Ooh, I don't know. General Custard.
No.
Robert Kennedy.
No. What is the standard for strength for distilled alcoholic liquors called?
Proof.
Yes. In which European country will you find Geneva?
France?
No.
Germany?
No. Steve, you got 4 correct, and that means you lost your 100th game to Adam because Adam got 6 correct. Congratulations, Adam.
All right. Hey, good game, Steve, and I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too.
Let's go!
He did know that Washington, D.C. is on the Potomac.
Okay.
Yes, and the Purple Heart Medal, he knew it is George Washington's profile. The European country, well, you will find Geneva is Switzerland. One that you did not get to, two that you did not get to. What type of soda did Roy Allen and Frank Wright begin selling in 1919?
Coca-Cola?
Root beer.
Root beer.
Yeah, because they are the A and W, because Allen and Wright. Yeah. Oh. And then in Norse mythology, what part of the body did Odin trade for wisdom?
What part of the body? Odin traded his feet.
His eye.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I'm so confused. I'm sorry. I'm just distracted. Is 2003 early or mid?
Now, I kind of want to know. Maybe I'm wrong. No, I thought it was mid.
And I went online, and there's arguments for both. I'm not trying to, like, I'm taking the L.
And he didn't get it right either.
But I've lived my entire life that 2000 to 2003 would be the early 2000s, and then it's 2004, 5, 6 are mid, and then after that are late.
Danny, what do you think?
I'm going to go with early.
Wow. Okay. From here forth. from today forth.
Let it be
2003
written.
Will be early.
Let it be known.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are celebrating the KISW 55th anniversary in so many wonderful ways. If you head to KISW.com, you will see exactly what we are talking about. One of the things that you can do is plug your birth year into the KISW era card generator. And it will tell you all the things that happened while you were in high school. And it is a fun trip down memory lane.
So would you say KSW started in the early 70s?
Yes, because it was 1971, Steve.
All right, making sure.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Get up in there. Leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. It's open 24/7. You're just going to want to look for the little microphone icon, and that is how you make it happen. Steve, what's going down in the VMs?
Are we ready to get up in there?
Oh, we are.
Hey, guys, this is Carl, and about the silly Stanwood St. Patrick's Day parade, I have a full-size stage for you and an electroacoustic sound system ready to rock and roll. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Dude, shout out to Put a Stage on It.
Put a Stage on It?
Put a Stage on It.
So Carl and the crew over at Put a Stage on It, they helped us out last year,
yeah.
And they were awesome. And all I have to say to that is...
Let's go!
It's all happening.
We're going to put a stage on it. And the rumor has it, is your dad's band going to maybe make an appearance at the Stanwood Shore to St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Bad news, Steve. They're not available.
Oh.
A couple of them are out of town. I know. I'm trying to get them to reroute their plans.
Let's go!
Is your dad available?
Yes. If you want like a solo trombone performance.
You know it. I'll bring my cajon.
Oh my gosh. And Danny will bring his guitar.
Yeah, I'll bring my
acoustic. Bring a triangle.
Is Brad available?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we oh got God, this.
This could be the worst band ever.
Are we going to practice before?
No.
That's the way we do things around these parts. We don't practice. We just panic.
We just got to think of a song to play. Oh. I don't know what.
That features the trombone.
Yeah.
The boys are back by the Dropkick Murphys with trombone.
Oh, my gosh.
We got this.
Oh, yeah, my dad is definitely in town, so I know he's available.
All right, so I think he needs to kick out the rest of his bandmates and start a whole new band.
That's a great idea.
Otherwise, what are we doing?
I will pitch this.
All right, so now we need a band.
We need a band.
What was that high school band from last year? Are they available again?
They were awesome.
They were fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it's coming together.
Is it? I mean, I know last time we had 2 weeks to prepare it. This time we have three.
Yeah.
I see we have sponsors.
That's a big deal.
That's impressive.
Yeah, people actually want to hang out with us and associate with us. This is wonderful.
So, again, it's all happening March 14th.
Yes.
Over at outside of Sail Brewing. That's an easy way to be able to find it. But we're going to be there right around 11 in the morning. The parade starts at noon. It's going to be a great time. We don't know if we have a band, but we do have a stage.
We do have one trombone player, so it's really coming together.
And I'll bring my box, the cajon box. Danny's going to bring his acoustic guitar. We can flesh something out when we get there.
Yeah.
There's also going to be flash tattoos, so maybe we can work on the song while we're getting our tattoos at
Stanford Tattoo Company.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Let's go!
I'm very excited. I'm going to get the Danny tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the emo?
The emo leprechaun.
So what's on this flash thing for the Stanwood Parade?
I will have to look it up, Steve.
What do you remember?
Okay.
I know there's a... I saw on the sheet they have a skull and crossbones, but yes. On the skull, it's got googly eyes. I think I'm going to get that.
That's exactly right.
I do love that.
There are a couple things that are more what do you call it?
St. Patrick's Day
themed. St. Patrick's Day themed? My God. Sorry. I'm trying to see if I can find the email from Neil. So Neil's the guy that did my husband's tattoo, his first tattoo, just a couple of months ago. So let's see. Here is the flash art.
I know that there's one.
Yes.
That involves Taryn Daly.
I think everyone should get this one. And it has Stanwood's sweetheart on it.
Yeah, it's my face. For some reason, it's not pulling it up right now. I'm having trouble getting it. But
it's
yes.
Totally fine. But there will be a tattoo. They will be having flash tattoos for anyone who wants to get. There's some cool ones for sure. And then there's Taryn Daly's face.
If someone gets my face, that might be the moment of my life.
Yeah.
Would it really?
How is your face on anybody's body?
Yes, actually, it is.
Whose?
I don't remember her name. She did it. I'll never forget. She did it for, I wish I remembered her name. She did it for Radiohead tickets.
No.
Back when I worked at the end, she got my face tattooed on her butt. And it's like a stick figure drawing. It's terrible. It's so bad, but it's so great. And I was just blunt. It was like the members of our whole show, so Andy Savage Show, myself, Jody, and Andy's face are tattooed on her butt.
No way.
I'm not sure if it's still on her butt.
I was saying, do you think she got it covered up by now?
I don't know. I keep it. The story's great. And she got to go to, it wasn't just a Radiohead concert. It was like a private acoustic performance by Radiohead.
Holy smokes.
And she said, I'd be willing to get your face tattooed on my ass. I'm like, say less.
Oh, okay. So now I really want somebody to get my face tattooed so I can keep up with you.
And she had a nice butt. Not that that matters, but she did. I was like, damn, I don't know. Do you want to put a bumper sticker on this Lamborghini?
Oh my gosh.
And then she said,
let's go.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yes, Stanwood Shortest St. Patrick's Day Parade is happening on Saturday, March 14th. And we could not be more excited, as you can tell.
Yeah.
So last year we had fire breathers, we had people on stilts, we had leprechauns. Who knows what's going to be going down this year?
Reach out to us if you think you want to be a part of this in any way, shape, or form. I mean, somebody showed up that day and said, I breathe fire on stilts. And we're like, do you have your stilts with you? And he said, yes. And we're like, get them.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
Get all the details and join us on Saturday, March 14th over at KISW.com.
What? Let's go!
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
We might need to refresh your memory on this one. The Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
What?
I know. Remember that?
That's what this hoodie says.
It's a good one.
Yes.
So when they were having their Super Bowl parade, Paul Silvey from King 5 was talking to our MVP, Kenneth Walker, about going to Disney World and learned that it was his first time going.
Tell us about the Disneyland trip. How fun was that?
It was cool. I got to experience Disneyland for the first time, so it was cool.
That was the part when I first heard that. I was like, that is so great. What a great way to go. Because you are the Super Bowl MVP and you get to do the commercial.
Insane.
Yes. And then you get to ride in a little teacup with Sam Darnold, which will forever be one of the funniest visuals of all time.
It was adorable.
Cool to do that. You know, we got on the, I don't know what they called it, the little float thing and went around. And a lot of fans came out there too. So that meant a lot to me. And I was glad Sam was able to come with me as well.
Yeah, it kind of helps when you have a partner with you, doesn't it?
Yeah. You ain't got all the attention on you. So that was fine.
I don't know how you guys looked like you were kind of enjoying the teacup ride. Was that?
We thought we was going to get on another ride. Then they said the teacup ride. So I was like, oh, but I don't like spinning around, so both of us made sure we didn't spin it.
Yeah, that looked like you guys were kind of playing it cool.
It looked like they were just locking eyes, too. Like, don't look away. We might get motion sickness.
It looked like one of the, you ever go to, like, a restaurant, and you're, like, you could tell, like, somebody's on their first date, and they're both just awkwardly standing, like, very tense.
Yes.
And you're like, are they even speaking to each other? That's what it looked like. They were
yeah.
They were like,
terrified to even move that
thing. Well, yeah, because the teacups are awful.
Yeah, I know. Tatum loves those kind of rides. Because she's like, go faster, go faster. I'm like, if you want dad to hurl.
Yeah.
I'm not going any faster.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So that's his first time going to Disney World or Disneyland.
Yes.
Which is crazy to think, like, you know, he's been around for as long as he's been around. He's, you know, he's making decent money. So it's not like, I mean, I know Disney's expensive, but, like, I would have just assumed.
Yeah.
Is there a place that you've always wanted to go to, like that people are surprised, or a place that you've recently gone to for the first time and it's like, oh, crap, I finally got there?
Tommy's Tavern in Yelm.
Okay.
No, a handful of years ago, I got to go to...
I mean, don't get me wrong. Tommy's Tavern in Yelm is pretty freaking awesome. But I don't know if it's Disneyland, like, destination.
When I got to go down to Memphis, Tennessee and go to Graceland to see Elvis's house, that... Well, I had always wanted to see it, and then when I finally got the opportunity to, it was as cool as I had dreamed it up to be in my head. I mean, the hair on the back of my neck was standing up walking through there. It was just, you felt this like energy, this force, and it was way cool.
I remember it was like Nashville, I think. Is that where the Grand Ole Opry is, right?
Yes.
And we went there for a radio convention one time, and like just going through and seeing like Elvis's car, like they had like a museum thing set up as well. And I was like, man, you can just feel the history.
Yeah, those are special times.
I've got one coming up.
What is it?
And I'm so excited, and you guys are going to experience it with me. Do you guys know what that is?
Ooh.
Let's see if the psychic Danny knows.
Well, it's not even psychic. I just know you really well, Steve Miggs. And it's Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio.
Let's go!
Yes, I am so... I think about this at least a couple of days a week.
Really?
He's been talking about this for the past 10 years that I've known him.
Oh, my... And it's finally happening.
I love me some roller coasters and amusement parks. I'm a big fan of the amusement park world. Like, I just think it's the greatest thing ever. It puts me in a great mood, and I love going on roller coasters. And from watching the Travel Channel and all those different TV shows, I will watch, like, specials on amusement parks.
Sure.
And the one that always comes up is Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there was ever going to come a time that I would go, because I looked at my wife and I'm like, do you want to go to Sandusky, Ohio anytime soon? She's like, absolutely not. There's nothing, like, why would I want to go there? I'm like, well, there's a really cool amusement park called Cedar Point. And she's like, she also loves amusement parks, but not as much as I do. I'm like, but plus we could go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's close to Cleveland.
You're really trying to sell it.
Not working. So I just kind of accepted that this will never happen. And then we find out that our radio convention is in Cleveland, Ohio.
So we're going.
And it's not that far. I think it's like a $60 Uber to get to Cedar Point.
He's already done the freaking research.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and at this point, too, I think we're just going to have to rent a van, because everyone that I've told that we're going is like, wait, can we come? And I'm like,
yes.
Yeah, we can, but we're just going to have to rent a van.
But do they have teacups?
I don't think they mess with that kind of stuff. They've got like some crazy ass roller coasters.
And
are you going to do it?
I'm 100% down.
Danny, I know you're down.
Oh, yeah.
You're always up for a good time. So there's going to be a whole bunch of us going.
Oh, it's going to be out of control.
And it's adult time, so we could have some stupid fun.
There's a good chance we're going to get kicked out.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. Is there an iconic place you have always wanted to go to, but you've never been there? Or when did you finally get to go to that iconic place you'd always dreamed about? Call 206-803-ROCK and we will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Is there an iconic place you've always wanted to visit, but you just haven't been there yet?
Yes.
Or maybe one that you finally got to go and check out after all that time.
We spent the entire song break looking at the rides at Cedar Point in Ohio.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call. And Steve Miggs, there is someone on hold that wants to talk about Cedar Point. They used to live...
Let's freaking get to it.
...right down the street from him. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. But first, let's chat with Logan in Totem Lake. Logan, what's that iconic place you always wanted to go but you'd never been?
Well, hey, guys, I'm a big listener since Steve is a producer, so I love you guys.
Represent. Let's go, Logan.
Oh, yeah. Well, my brother lives in Austin, Texas, so about an hour and a half outside is Kingsland, Texas, where the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre house sits, and it's a restaurant now, and we went there, and it was very nice. It's a very, very good restaurant.
So is it...
There's a bar. Well, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask you, does the restaurant have like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre theme to it, or is it just so happen to be the same spot?
No. Well, so that's the thing. The restaurant itself where you sit down and everything doesn't, and it's very like gastropub style, very upscale, but there is a bar where it has a bunch of memorabilia, like the life cast or something of the dude who played the original Leatherface and his signatures and all that, and you know, production stills and stuff and other props, and it's really, really cool. Like, the front looks exactly like it used to in the movie. It's just obviously looks nicer. It's not as, you know, run down and stuff.
I kind of love that, because not only do you get to visit a place if you're a fan of those movies, but then you get to eat there as well.
I love that.
So it's not like a wasted trip, although I think they're missing an opportunity. Like, I would think, like, you order a steak and then the chef comes out, but he looks like Leatherface with, like, a little mini chainsaw and cuts the steak for you.
You're like, is this human meat or...
Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
206-803.
I hope you're going to go back.
Wade, you are in Ohio this morning. Tell us about Cedar Point.
It is the greatest roller coaster park on this planet.
Oh. Okay. We have so many questions, Wade. Which is your, if you had to give us, like, because there's like a bunch of rides there. The one that I'm looking at that I really want to do is called, I think it's called the Raptor. But what are your go-tos?
My go-tos are the originals would be the Magnum XL, which is the highest, fastest roller coaster for a hot second. I'm not sure what they call it now. I think it's called Fast Tracks.
Okay.
You take off from 0 to 120 miles an hour.
What?
Dude, that's
about
less than
4 seconds. You go straight up, do one twist, go over the top at 420 feet high, do a twist on the bottom, and then you return to the station.
I'm pretty sure that was the ride that got me interested in Cedar Point, because it was like that and like the accelerator at Knott's Berry Farm, where like they're like the fastest roller coasters you could ever go on.
Yes, that one. That one's, I think it's called Fast Track. They lock you in. The cars and the train are a Mopar seat, side by side. It's the fastest takeoff you'll ever enjoy. And if Tatum wants to hear, if just Tatum told you go faster, Daddy, she's going to get to go faster. She may have enough of it.
Thank you, Wade. That rocks.
Sold. Are you excited?
I'm very fired up now. I love a roller coaster. I like it so much. All right. Andy, you're in Bremerton this morning. 206-803-ROCK. What's the iconic place you always wanted to go but had never been?
I always kind of wanted to go to MCRD San Diego, Marine Corps Depot, Marine Corps Recruit Depot. I'm actually going there this summer as a recruit at the ripe age of 32, the last age you could possibly join the Marines.
What?
Dude, good on you.
Yeah, decided to do something special last year, wanted to change my life, and here we are. This summer I'm leaving.
I don't mean if you don't want to answer it, by all means, just say, no, I'm not. I don't want to talk about it. But like, what was the point that made you decide, you know what, time, I need to make a change in my life and I need to do this?
I was door dashing for a couple months. And one day I just was like having a really bad day. And I think I took like a $3 order to like 10, 20 minutes away. And as soon as I got there and delivered, I said, I'm done doing this kind of stuff, man. I need to get out of here.
No, yeah, that's all. I mean, I would also agree. Like, you're like, what am I doing? Like, this is a this
yeah,
took
right?
So, I just traveled this far for $3.
Yeah, it was kind of a low ball moment, but I was like, you know what? There's got to be something else out there in this world, and I found it.
Are you nervous?
Not really. My older brother was one of them, so I kind of am just like, you know, if he can do it, I can do it. But he did it at like 18, so, you know. We're at that point, too, so they're pretty old.
Andy, can you give me a good hoorah? Yeah!
Most importantly, how do you feel about roller coasters?
I love them. My favorite roller coaster is the Superman ride that was in Six Flags.
Yeah!
It no longer existed.
You know,
good choice,
love,
Andy.
The Batman one where your feet don't touch the ground.
So good.
Oh.
I'm really fired up for the summer.
That one is good until you realize that it's like 97 degrees with like 100% humidity outside, and we rode it twice in a row, and then Danny was green.
Oh. I wonder if Danny will get sick at Cedar Point.
Oh, 100% I will.
Oh, this keeps getting better.
Looking forward to that.
The Daily Mix Show.
Somebody out there can probably beat you this morning, Steve Miggs. Maybe with the help of the cheat sheet that happened yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room. You have 59 wins, 25 losses, and 16 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.